Today's message is called, God is There. You know, wherever you need God, He's there. Whenever you need God, He's there. At that time when you're just waiting and thinking, man, I sure could use God, He's there. God is always right there where you need Him. Right when you need Him, God is there. I remember one time, I was flying back from Vegas. I was a young man, and I wasn't living in L.A. yet. I was just visiting. And I was flying back to L.A., and I got to the Burbank Airport. I don't know if you guys ever fly out of there, but that's where I'd landed. And I suddenly realized when I stepped off the plane that I had lost my ATM card. I didn't know where I'd lost it, but it was gone. And the bad thing about that was I was using the cash that I was getting out of the ATM machine to travel. And I had no cash in my wallet, or very little, not enough to get a taxi to the airport or anything, or from the airport, anything like that. So I didn't know what to do. I had no friends in LA, or I didn't know many people, and I didn't live here, so I didn't even have a place to stay, and I didn't have any relatives that I could call. So I just went and sat down, you know, in the little waiting areas in the airport. I just sat there, and I just was thinking, What can I do? I have no idea. I don't know who to call. I don't know where to go. How am I going to even get out of the airport? You know, I don't have enough money to get transportation. Well, suddenly a thought came to me. There was this guy that I knew, and I happened to have his phone number on me. And I didn't know him really well, but I thought, this is worth a shot. I called him. And he was there. And he said he'd come to get me. See, right when you need God, He's there. God is right there where you need Him. At that moment, when I was sitting there, and I didn't know, was I going to have to sleep on this bench tonight or what? But at that moment, God was there. God was working in that guy. And He got me to where I need. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Jesus, by Christ Jesus." My God shall supply all your needs. Everything you need, my God shall supply. If you need something, my God's going to supply it. Do you need something? My God's got it. Whatever it is, all of them, all the needs, He can supply them. We've got to know this, and we've got to remember this. And we've got to remember it at the times where in life you start thinking, uh-oh, what am I going to do? Things are looking dark. Things are looking bleak. Where am I going to go? Who am I going to talk to? What am I going to do to change this? That's when you've got to remember, wait a minute. At that time, that's when God's there. That's when God can change everything. He's right where you need Him. Every single time. I remember this story. There was this man, he was traveling, and he was on this road, and as he was traveling down this road, he got jumped and he got beat up. He was left by the side of the road naked. He had nothing. I could just imagine as this guy was laying there in the bushes along the side of the road, naked, maybe half conscious, maybe semi-conscious, you know, bleeding, dirty. He was probably thinking to himself, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? In those moments where he became conscious just for a second, I don't know anybody. I'm here all alone. And now I don't have anything. And I can't get up. I can't stand up. I can't even crawl from where I am. I feel something sharp sticking in my back. I don't know if it's a stick or a thorn or what it is, but I don't got the strength to even get off of that. What am I going to do? And then he probably went unconscious for a while, only to regain consciousness a little bit later. And there he saw somebody going by on the road. Please, please. Person never stopped. They just kept right on walking. It's getting late now. He starts to think, oh my goodness, what am I going to do out here at night? Some wild beast might come. I can't even run from it. What if there's a snake in this grass that I'm laying in? I'm in trouble. And he probably passed out again, only to gain consciousness and see somebody looking over him. Oh, who's this? Person shaking their head, looking down at them, and then starts to walk off. Wait, don't leave me. Person continues walking, shaking their head, leaves him by the side of the road. It's getting dark now. This guy's probably thinking, I'm not going to make it till the next morning. It's too cold out here and I'm thirsty. I've been laying out here in the hot sun all day. I'm dying of thirst now. I need something. I don't want to die out here tonight. That's the time when we start to talk to God and we start to say, help me, God. I need something. I don't want to die. I want to live. And right about that time, God is there. Amen. That's where God is. Amen. And on the road, he hears the clippity-clop of hooves coming. He may not even completely registered it yet because he's so out of it. He might be thinking, oh, I'm just imagining it. But he hears those hoofs getting closer. And then he hears them stop. So he opens an eye just enough. And he sees a man dismounting, coming towards him. This man bends down and gives him a drink of water. And this man cleans him up and picks him up and puts him on his own donkey, begins to lead him off. He's not completely aware of everything that's going on, but he feels a sense of relief that he's not going to be laying by the side of this road anymore, at least. He doesn't know where he's going, and for a moment he's still a little worried and concerned what's going to happen. The next time he is aware of where he is, he sees himself at an inn. He's like, oh, I can't afford this. I got nothing. But he hears the man say, I will pay this guy's way. Anything it costs, I will pay it. And he'll be taken care of, and I'll come back and pay it later. God is there when you need him. I can imagine the feeling this guy had as he heard this man say he was going to take care of everything he needed. How he just relaxed. Oh, thank God. It's that same feeling I had as that young man in the airport thinking I might have to sleep on this bench when that guy said he'd come and pick me up. Whew. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I think that same sense of relief, probably a greater sense of relief, this man had. This story of the Good Samaritan. You never think about it from the perspective of the guy laying by the road. Or at least I don't. But that's what was going on. That man was praying, I'll bet you, and asking God for help. And at the darkest time, God was there. And he delivered. In our lives, we face times where we have challenges, where we struggle. We can struggle emotionally or physically. Or we struggle financially. We can feel like nothing is working. It's not coming together. Why is it not happening? And it can start to seem very bleak and very hard. You might wonder how can I go on? And yet, it's at that time that we know God is right there. He is right there when you need him. I remember this woman. She was in a bad situation. There'd been a famine in the land. Been going on for a long time. All the grass around her house had dried up a long time ago and was dead. Now she was running into a real problem. She was running out of food. There was no food to feed her son or the rest of her household. She didn't know what else to do. She couldn't tell the son, "We've only got enough for one more meal." No, she just quietly went out of the house and said, "Son, I'm going to make dinner in a minute." She went out and began to collect a few sticks that she was going to create a fire to cook that meal. Son didn't know, but I'm sure her heart was heavy, thinking about that I can't feed my own son, that this famine has gone on so long and there's no food in the land. What am I going to do? And I'll bet you about that time, I'll bet you that's where she starts saying, "God, help me. God, help me. I remember what it says, that you are my provider. God, help me feed my son." And right there, God is there. A man appears at the gate. And the man says, "Can I have a drink of water?" And without hesitating, the woman says, "Okay." She goes off to get the water. It's funny that she is able to let go of all these concerns that are major concerns and immediately go get this guy some water. And along the way, as she's going to get the water, he calls out, "Hey, and bring some cake too." She has to turn to let him know, "Hey, I really don't have any cake. I was just going to make our last meal for my son and I, and then we were going to die." But see, God is there. I love it that God already knows what this lady needs, and he has already provided it. He has already put somebody there. The man standing at the gate is the prophet Elijah. And he's already been told by God, "Go to this woman. Her flour won't run out, and her oil won't run out. The food won't run out until this famine is over. There's going to be plenty to eat in this house now." She went ahead and did as the prophet said. He said, "Go ahead and make me a cake, and then make one for yourself." How nice of him. Because you're thinking, "Hey, wait a minute, there's only enough for one." But she went ahead and did what he said. Made a cake for him, made a cake for herself. The next day they had cake. Every day they had cake. There was plenty. Never ran out. Just like God said. God is right there when you need him. It doesn't matter what the situation or the circumstances that you're facing. You know, when we call on God, he's already provided. Do you think that when that lady was out there collecting the sticks and praying, that God just suddenly said, "Oh, wait a minute, Elijah's in the area, I should have him go over"? No. God had already told Elijah probably a few days before, maybe a week before. I don't know how long he had to travel from his last destination. But suddenly, it wasn't just, "Oh, wait a minute." God had already knew this widow and her son needed some food. He already made the provisions. You got to know the same thing in your life. If you've got a need, as it says here, "My God shall supply all your needs." He's going to supply all your needs. He's already been planning and preparing to provide your needs. Say amen to that.
Amen.
He's already been planning. You don't think that this job that Bob got was just created last night. I have a feeling God's been orchestrating things for a while for Bob to get there, to get this job. I don't think these things just happen overnight. God is orchestrating things. He is putting people in the right places. He is giving them the right guidance. He is leading them to where they need to be. He is telling you what you need to say so that you say the right things, which now makes this person realize, aha, this is what I need to do. God provides all our needs. On that road to Damascus, he provided the Good Samaritan. He was working through the Good Samaritan, you could say. In this yard where this, in this house where this woman and son were, it's Elijah he's working through. God is there working in the hearts of men. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is there, working wherever we need him. There was a people, there was a nation. They were crying out to the Lord. They had been taken slaves. They were in bondage. They were living a miserable existence. They were toiling. They were working. They were slaving. They didn't have good food. And periodically, the country that owned them would go ahead and kill all their firstborn. Just because it seemed like they were thriving too much. They cried out to God, asking him to deliver them. And God was there. Say, God was there.
God was there.
God was there. He'd already been planning and preparing. There was a man who was already. This man had been trained by the best schools and the best tutors. He had lived in the finest houses. He knew what good garments felt like. He had been trained in the art of war and battle and hand-to-hand combat. He knew all the stuff that was going to be required to take these people from this land to the promised land. That man was called Moses. God had been working on this plan to answer and fulfill this need that these people cried out for help. God had already been working on it for a long time. He had already been preparing. He had been raising Moses and teaching him in the house of Pharaoh. So he got the best education. He got the best training. He knew what good stuff was, and he knew how to lead the people because he had been trained for it. And my God shall supply all your needs.
Amen.
All your needs he shall supply according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is. It's at all. Doesn't matter what it is you need. Doesn't matter how bleak the situation seems. Whether you're a man who's dying by the side of the road, a woman who's about to starve, an entire nation in bondage and slavery. It doesn't matter. God will be there to supply all your needs. At that moment when it seems like it couldn't get any darker, that's the exact same time that the hand of God comes down and lifts you into the light. That's the exact time that you're delivered out of the darkness and into the light. I want you to believe this. Do you believe this? I want you to know that this is the truth. Because the more we can realize that and expect it, the more God can deliver. He's already planning right now to meet your next need. He's already planning for your next raise. He's already planning for your next job. He's already planning for your next house. He's already planning for your next relationship, the love of your life. He's already planning. He's already been orchestrating and working it all out, getting it laid out so they're right there when you need them. Isn't it funny how we always feel it's so dark? If we realize that our God supplies all our needs, we wouldn't think it was so dark. We would realize, God is there. Because that's when the light comes. That's when the power of God goes to work. Let your faith be released. Let your faith go forth and know that your God supplies all your needs. Let your faith be bold. Have courage and know that whatever it is you're facing, there are people that have faced far worse. But my God supplied all their needs. And my God will supply all your needs.
Amen.
He's there always to provide for you at all times. Be ready. Expect it and believe. Let me look here at this verse in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. This is what God is asking. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. Test me. Try it. See if it works. I dare you. I double dare you, God is saying. And if he has to double dare you. Goes on to say, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it, try this. Bring your tithes into the house of God and watch me go to work. Watch me pour out upon you such blessing that there won't even be room for it. You won't have room for the stuff that I give you anymore. You will have so much. God is providing in supernatural and powerful ways. God is providing every step of the way in your life. Even when something doesn't go according to plan, it wasn't the man's plan that was on the journey on the road to Damascus. It wasn't his plan to get beat up. I'm sure after he was thinking he was out there on work or business or something, and after he was beat up, he was probably laying there, and a few times he was probably thinking, man, stupid, stupid, stupid. Why did I come on this road? Why did I go alone? Why didn't I carry a gun? I should have been smarter than that. I shouldn't have traveled at that time of day. What was I thinking? There are times when things don't go according to plan. Don't condemn yourself. It's easy to beat ourselves up. We don't want to do that. Why go into the darkest? Self-condemnation is nothing more than putting ourselves in bondage, in the darkness, hurting ourselves. God is loving us. God knows that things sometimes happen that weren't according to his plan, because there are people who are living according to their own will, not God's plan. And when that happens, don't beat yourself up and help them to beat you up. I mean, after all, this man was already beaten by the side of the road. He doesn't need to beat himself up in self-condemnation. He needs to be lifted up, loved, and taken care of. When he's taken care of. Same for you when you make a mistake. When you feel like, man, I really messed up. I'd be so much farther ahead in life if I hadn't done this. I could have done so much more if I just hadn't tripped over that thing over there. If only I hadn't. If only I could have. I would have. I should have. But I didn't. And now look where I am. Look who I am. You got to realize God's got a plan for you still. God knows who you are. God knows what you're capable of. He knows the purpose that he's put in your heart, even if you don't see it. But don't let yourself go into the darkness of self-condemnation because of mistakes, bad judgment. Because that's only going to keep the heart shrouded in darkness, and you're not going to be able to see the purpose that God has put in there. Let yourself step into the light. Let yourself become the light, be filled with the Spirit of God, so that he can lift you up and show you who you are, so that he can love you and care for you and provide all your needs, take care of you at the end, so that he can feed you, so that he can break you out of everything that tries to hold you down. You are the presence of God upon this earth. When someone is crying out to God, it's you that he can use. You can be the man on the road riding the donkey. You can be the prophet at the gate asking for cake. You can be Moses, trained and prepared by the hand of God to deliver an entire nation. The power of God is working in you. Our choice is clear. We can let ourselves be beat down by our own self-condemnation because nobody has the power to to beat us down. It's always us. It's always internal that'll do it. Or we can choose to rise up, stand up, be the light, let it shine. And not only will you be delivered in love and fullness, and all your needs will be provided, and there'll be so much you won't even know what to do with it, but you will also be there when God needs you to help others. You will be there upon the road when someone is laying there needing help. You will be there to bring the blessing of food into a house, a community, a family. You will be there to bring freedom, spiritual freedom, joy, love, a carefree attitude, so the blessing of God can flow in a powerful way. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Know that the presence of God is always there when you need Him, and can be working all the time in the most unlikely ways. God can be working through the most unlikely people to do amazing things. There were 5,000 people. They had gone out into the wilderness. They were listening to this teacher. They had wandered after him for a few days. His message was so amazing. It was powerful. It was life-changing. They saw things happening inside their heart. They saw things happening inside their mind. And they saw things happening inside of other people. And they wanted more. And they kept following. And then one day, they realized, I'm feeling hungry. Oh my goodness, I'm starving. But we've walked so far. We were so interested in what he was saying, we forgot all about it. You ever had that? It happens to me sometimes when I'm working. When I'm working with God, I forget to eat. They kind of did the same thing, and suddenly they realized we're really hungry, but we're really far. There's no markets nearby. Where are we going to get food? There were 5,000 men out there, not counting the women and children. I bet they started thinking, we're going to die of starvation. Oh, you know, not literally, but you know how they made it. You know, oh man, I really need something to eat. And at that moment, a rumor went through the crowd. You know how rumors travel through crowds real fast? Oh, there's a boy here. He's going to share his lunch. Yeah, great. Boy's going to share his lunch. What is it? A few fish and some loaves. Well, that's not going to be enough for all of us. Well, somebody tells them to sit down, so they all sit down. I mean, hey, they're feeling tired anyway. What are they going to do, stand up? No, they sit down. Pretty soon, baskets start coming around. They heard somebody blessing food up there. Now baskets are circulating. Can't quite see what's in there. Is it just a basket? I smell something. Of course, I've been out here for a few days. And then the basket gets to them. Whoa, hey, ho! Bread and fish. You start eating. Everybody's eating. Everybody's eating around the man. It's silence. Nobody's talking. You know how it is when everybody's really hungry. It's really quiet. Just hear the munching of food. And people are eating. And some people are undoing their belt. Oh goodness. Oh, what a meal. Keep eating. And they keep eating, and pretty soon they're full. They're not just full, they're stuffed. I mean, this is like Thanksgiving. This is like Thanksgiving, you've just had the pumpkin pie, and man, you can't even move. And everybody feels like that because they've eaten so much. They've eaten to the full. And look, somebody's coming around to collect baskets because there's leftovers. Unbelievable. Right at that moment, when these people were hungry, God is there. And God is able to use this little boy who's got lunch, some fish and loaves. I don't know, if I was that little boy, I probably would have said, no way, I'm not sharing my lunch. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. This is all I got. Thank goodness I wasn't that little boy. Because this little boy was like, yeah, sure, here's what I got. Jesus blessed it. And broke it and it fed everybody. Because my God shall supply all your needs to his riches, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Doesn't matter if you're out in the wilderness. Doesn't matter if you're beside the road. Doesn't matter if you're in your own house. It doesn't matter if you're in a foreign nation or another country, or you're like me, you're in some place you didn't live. God will provide all your needs. I remember there was this time. Well, there's been many times, actually, where God has provided all my needs. It didn't matter whether it was physical or emotional or spiritual. In that time when you cry out to God, and when it seems maybe it's dark, it's not dark at all, because the light's coming. The light is already there. God already knows what you need. And you can be assured the minute you say, God, I need this, he's going to provide. He's already provided. Already. That man, the Good Samaritan, he was already on the road before the guy asked. He was already making that journey. Elijah was already on the way to the widow's house before she ever asked for the food. The boy already had the lunch packed before Jesus ever said, what do we got? I'll bet you God told that boy to put that stuff in the lunch and bring it. Nobody else seemed to think of that. But I'll bet you God made sure this boy brought this lunch on this day to this hill for this multitude. God is doing this in your life all the time. Expect it, believe it, and know it. And he is also ready to use you like the little boy. It doesn't matter if you don't think, well, I don't have a big reputation. Well, I'm not trained in this profession. It doesn't matter. This boy had no training. God can use him. Didn't matter that he wasn't a professional. Didn't matter that he wasn't an adult. God can use you. It doesn't matter where you are or when you are. God can use you. Be ready. My point is, number one, expect and know that my God shall supply all your needs. Know that he's already answered what you need, even before you ask. And number two, be ready to let God work through you, so that when someone cries out to God, God will be there. In your heart, in that moment. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.